What's up, y'all? This is Dina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I'm so stoked you're here. I just love my community. You guys have been unbelievably amazing at the way that you connect with me, the way you DM me, the way you're sending me messages and emails, and even like helping me with newsletters. I sent out a newsletter. I misspelled something, and one of you was on it and was like, hey, Neen, just want to let you know you got to fix this, blah, blah. I just freaking love you guys. Thank you guys so much for all the support and everything that you do. Now, you know my drill, right? I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Now, we do a lot of different things on this show, and the reason for that is because life is multifaceted. And so I wanted to introduce you to someone who I really, really like. Like, we've had such great conversations. And today we are going to be joined by Jason. He's a certified NASA STEM educator with a passion for paving STEM pathways. He's on a mission to foster diversity and equity. And Jason doesn't just teach, he inspires, he advocates for STEM literacy and creating thinkers ready to tackle the real world problems. And I thought that was really freaking cool. So having been mentored by the best at Virginia Space Flight Academy and authoring innovative NASA applications, Jason is here to share his amazing journey and how he wants to really he has this vision for a diverse STEM future. And so I wanted to make sure that he was here and could speak to us about this, because as you guys know, a lot of you who listen are, really into education and children and advancement and future and all of that. So hello, why not have somebody from NASA hanging out with us today? So Jason, welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, Nina. Thank you so much for that kind and lovely introduction. And I'm very honored to be here.
I'm glad you're here. I mean, the first time we spoke, I think we were supposed to have a 10-minute call. We stayed on for like almost 30 minutes. It was like, oh God, this is supposed to be a like intro call. Okay. I like you, Jason. Come on. All right. So Jason, I'm going to do to you like I do to everyone who comes on the show. And the first question is always, who are you? Because I like to have my audience kind of dig into who you are and get to know you. So who are you, Jason? Why are you here? Who are you, dude? Who are you?
Yeah, well, Nina, that is a wonderful question. So for your viewers that are currently listening, Nina mentioned, my name is Jason Dietrich. I currently reside in the United States of America, and I am from the state of Pennsylvania. So I've been born and raised there for the last 27 years. And I've really enjoyed my time in Harleysville, Pennsylvania. That's where I grew up and I'm from. That's about 45 minutes northwest of the Philadelphia, PA area.
Okay.
So it's actually become quite busy, Harleysville. There's been a lot of housing developments that have gone up. So it's been a little bit more noisy, a couple pools going around the area, but I definitely love to see the growth in my community. So, but I am a certified NASA STEM educator. I first started out as a STEM teacher for, more than 4 years. And I started teaching STEM to middle school students in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, which was quite a challenging experience, to say the least. Despite all of the challenges, I really learned some cool and innovative technology techniques that can be implemented. And, it really helped me to understand how to inspire, motivate, and engage students. Because COVID, was a very difficult time for everybody. People's mental health is still at a high topic of discussion. And, at the same time, we were isolated, from each other for a while. Yeah. So in terms of collaboration, it's been very difficult. But after, the COVID-19 pandemic, despite all the negativity, I looked at the positives. And I actually saw the COVID-19 pandemic as an opportunity to put myself out there and to step outside my comfort zone. Because I noticed as a teacher in the classroom, after the COVID-19 pandemic, we still kind of went back to the same old, status quo where, we were teaching to a standardized test. Here in Pennsylvania, we have what's known as PSSA testing. I didn't like it when I was in middle school. I'm sure a lot of you can agree with that as well. Right. And I didn't agree to that. So I wanted to use my creativity and innovation even more. So what I did was I discovered the Virginia Spaceflight Academy, which is a local nonprofit organization based on Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia. And I saw that there was an opportunity to participate in the Space Adventure Camp that they have down there. So I was scared to do this, but I stepped outside my comfort zone. I sent in my resume and cover letter to the executive director at the Virginia Spaceflight Academy. What do you know? I got an email back from her.
That's so cool.
She wanted to speak with me. And then this past January of 2023, I got hired for the assistant camp director position, but then later upgraded and got promoted to the camp operations manager of the Virginia Spaceflight Academy Space Adventure Camp. So what a way to start off the new year.
Right, right.
And, you know, over the course of the Space Adventure Camp experience that I've had, and also collaborating with another NASA STEM engagement specialist through our year-round online STEM Academy, I've realized, Nina, that I can use my imagination even more. I don't feel as restricted as I was while I was teaching in a public school classroom. So I do like teaching. Don't get me wrong with that. But I'd like to use my creativity and imagination, because I'm the kind of person that likes to dream big. And that's what I want to pass down to the next generation.
That's really, really cool. So there's a few things. One is I want you to break down for me STEM, in case for people who are listening and maybe don't know what STEM is. Why don't you break that down first for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just start off with the basic acronym. So for those of you that might not be as familiar with STEM, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Mm-hmm. We also like to incorporate the A as well, also known as STEAM, if you will. It's not like steam, you know, as you come out like of the shower, let's say. Nice. But the A stands for the arts. So
nice.
That can also be for anyone who's into music, who likes to paint, you know, et cetera.
Right,
so
right.
That's become a very popular acronym as well over the last couple of years.
And I didn't know that one. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, in relation to that, you know, there's many different cool, you know, things that individuals can do every day in STEM that they might not even know about. So even though I might not be doing STEM or, you know, STEAM engagements over the course of the day, you know, I'm still, you know, miraculously doing so many different things. And it's just right. Really cool to see all the cool things that I like to do.
Yeah. You know, you're when you were explaining that, especially the STEAM part, right? I teach culinary arts. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds me a little bit of that, right? Because we have to use math and science. And why does, you know, things rise? Why don't they rise? Like, what's the scientific thing behind the flour and, you know, yeast, let's say, or whatever. It's really cool, right? I love what you're doing. So I do want to talk a little bit, though, also about you stepping out of your comfort zone, because I love like digging into stuff like that, right? Because I think many of us live too comfortably. I call it the golden cage concept, right? Where we live in this golden cage and we're comfortable there because our wings maybe at some point were clipped and we think that we can't fly. But what we don't realize is that our wings grow back, right? It reminds me of, I used to have a African gray parrot. And when he was a baby, we clipped his wings because we wanted to make sure he didn't fly out of the house, right? Uh-huh. So after we clipped his wings a couple of times and he realized he couldn't fly, he never flew out of the house, even when his wings grew back, right? Yeah. Because you train him enough to know that he can't really fly, even though he could, and he was comfortable in his cage. So it just, I say all that to say, when you said I stepped out of my comfort zone, I feel like you got your wings. You were able to fly, right? So tell me what that moment was for you, because I want for those who are listening, who are maybe struggling too about like wanting to step out and wanting to do something that they maybe have as a skill set, because you were very fortunate, right? You were already an educator. Mm-hmm. You were teaching at the hardest time to teach in our history, right? Mm-hmm. In our history, to teach online is so difficult. And if you were teaching in a school, you had only a few students anyway, and some were online and some were in the classroom, which is so difficult. So talk to me about that. What made you see that and say, you know what, I'm going for it? What was that for you? And also, I would like to touch on how you were able to navigate and overcome the complexity of educating children at that time. So I know there's two different questions. So,
no, absolutely. Well, Nina, those were excellent questions. Well, and in relation to, you know, how I got to step outside of my comfort zone, you know, it all goes back to when I was 5 years old. I know that may seem like ages ago, like back in the Stone Ages, not quite that.
Get out of here. You're only 20 something. You're good.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so when I was 5 years old, Nina, I was diagnosed with hyperlexia. And for those of you that might not be as familiar with what hyperlexia is a form of autism. It's one of the branches associated with autism. And someone with hyperlexia struggles with reading comprehension, but is able to read at such a very high level. So when I was in kindergarten, I was reading equivalent to a fifth grader. And, you know, my parents were in an absolute state of shock. Right. And they were just amazed that I could just read so fluently and smoothly. But the thing was they thought that, well, if he's able to read at such a high level, is he able to comprehend what he reads? So then they ended up asking me the questions, you know, hey, Jason, after reading this particular word, what does this mean? And my response was, I don't know. So even though I was able to read at such a high level, I wasn't able to comprehend fully what I was reading. And, you know, throughout my elementary school experiences, I unfortunately had many teachers who never showed me the time nor the effort that I needed in order to thrive both personally, academically, mentally, and emotionally in the classroom. Nina, I even had a teacher in elementary school who wrote a completely wrong evaluation about my skill sets and my abilities. And when I transitioned on to middle school, my teachers at the time were like, who is this kid? This isn't Jason at all. This is a totally different kid. And so, but what happened was where I got my wings, as you say, was thanks to my middle school teachers at the start. Even though there was the wrong evaluation that was sent in by one of my elementary school teachers, they actually saw that I had hyperlexia, where I struggle with reading comprehension. But then I got introduced to STEM, which was astronomy, earth science, and even chemistry as well. I got introduced to that by some of my great teachers in middle school. And Nina, I got to tell you, I was absolutely hooked from there.
Yeah.
And I realized that STEM provided multiple different highways of opportunity and engagement for anybody. It doesn't matter what path that you wanted to go down. But my middle school teachers saw my struggle, and they helped me to see it, Nina, as a very tiny thing. And they said that that's not what defines you. You know, I don't have a disability. Hyperlexia is not a disability. I have found it to be a superpower.
Right.
That is, you know, that's something so cool. That is, you know, something that, you know, we as a society need to start, you know, addressing and looking into, you know, because disability is negative, you know.
Right.
No one has a disability, you know, they have a special ability.
I was going to say that. That's what I call it too, a special ability. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in relation to that, they helped me to discover, you know, hidden talents and passions that I never even knew I possessed. And, you know, I'm also a musician and, you know, a choral member. I know you couldn't do that during COVID, but, you know, I was even the lead in our high school senior year production of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That's for those so of cool. you that like that and like chocolate. So, but it was thanks to my middle school teachers, Nina, where, you know, my wings started to soar. I was starting to fly and I was on cloud nine from there.
Yeah.
And pretty much what they, you know, also taught me to do, and I realized this in elementary school as well, because I struggled with reading comprehension early on and then also had, you know, issues with making friends at first, I often spent time by myself, and that I find to be very beneficial because a lot of times we can get distracted by social media and, you know, we often forget who we are as individuals. And, you know, I always think, you know, whenever something comes into my head or into my imagination, I know that is from God, because if you think about it, you know, your imagination, Albert Einstein said that your imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think about that, that's a pretty true statement. So I got this idea inside my head, you know, originally as a public school teacher, I was getting good experience and teaching at the most, you know, not the most ideal time during COVID,
right.
But I was still getting good experience. But I got this idea inside my head that there's more that I could do. So, you know, as a result of that, I trusted my imagination and I trusted God in guiding me in this particular path. It wasn't easy to get to NASA, believe me. Life is not a straight path. You know, you go on many different zigzags to get to your dream
That's
job.
So true.
So, you know, as a result of that, I just kept my thought inside my head. I didn't really share my ideas with a whole lot of people because, you know, some people would just say, oh, you're never going to make it to NASA, especially with a disability. So what I wanted to do was I just kept it to myself, but I also wanted to prove some of those downers wrong. I wanted to prove, you know, those people that were trying to criticize and, you know, put me down wrong. And, you know, through my work, you know, at NASA, you know, even though I am there currently, I'm still dreaming big. So I want to be a future astronaut when I get older as well. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is if you have a disability or a special ability, as I say, don't be, you know, discouraged. You can still reach for the stars. You can still work for NASA. And as long as you dream big, you can really get there. And don't let anybody try to knock you down. And if somebody does knock you down, you know, hopefully not literally, but if somebody does knock you down, what you have to do is you have to get back up. You have to keep going because in elementary school, I had to work twice as hard compared to, you know, others in order to get to where I am. And I've got to tell you, Nina, that's where, you know, hard work pays off in the end.
Yeah, that is such a beautiful and inspiring story. It really, really is. I like, you know, I'm thinking of this father and son that I had on my show a little while back, and he owns this company that they both do own a company called John's Crazy Socks, and his son has Down syndrome and his special ability. I love that. And his son has a huge company, like warehouses upon warehouse of socks that he sells for, like, and it was because he said to his dad, his dad was struggling financially. And he said to his dad, I want to start a business. And his dad was like, oh, okay. What would you like to do? And he's like, he did a couple things. And then he said, crazy socks. And it's blown up. Okay. So I say that to say, I have a grandson too. He's 4 years old. He's nonverbal autistic. And what I realized, though, playing with him is how fast he catches on to things, like how fast he catches on to things. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, he might be nonverbal right now, but he knows exactly what he's like, exactly what he wants to do. Right. And I don't want anybody to listen to this and be discouraged in any way, because just because somebody thinks they're normal, whatever that even means, because there's no such a thing, I don't think, as normal. I think that these special abilities are a gift. I think they're a gift from God. I really, really do. I think we need people with this special ability to look at life in a completely different way, so that we can break through the things we want to break through, right? I'm sure that Einstein and all of them probably were called, you know, strange or, you know, disabled or whatever. And look at the inventions and the things. We would have literally been in the dark today, right? So I say all that to say is I wanted to also ask you, like, how did you start to navigate the comprehension part in your life? Like, how did you start to comprehend what you're reading? Because you have to, right? You're a teacher, you're grading papers, you're teaching at you know, NASA, things like that. So tell me how you navigated that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Nina, it pretty much all started, you know, even though I struggled with reading comprehension in elementary school, there was this one book series that really hooked me. I used to read that all the time, and it was called Magic Treehouse. And for those of you that might not be as familiar with what the Magic Treehouse is, that's an adventure book series where there are two kids, and what they do is they go into a treehouse they find out that there's a mission that they have to go on. And then what happens is that their treehouse like does a miraculous tornado spin. And then they're pretty much off into a different area or different part of the world. And, you know, they have to complete a mission. So I am someone who's a big adventure guy. And it was so cool reading in the Magic Treehouse books in relation to, you know, how to find clues and, you know, how to discover and, you know, even how to be innovative as well. So that really hooked me further in terms of, you know, reading comprehension, because I'm someone who learns best visually. So I like to learn best through pictures and then also through hands-on activities. You know, when I was introduced to STEM engagement in middle school, we did a lot of hands-on learning and hands-on activities. One of my favorite activities I remember doing in seventh grade was, I remember I would go outside with my mom and we would observe the night sky. We had to do an astronomy project where we had to, I believe it was for 2 weeks or so, we had to take a look up at the night sky. And we also had to keep track of the stars. We had to draw the stars out and any constellations. And we also had to record any observations that was made. And, you know, sometimes we kept our fingers crossed that the clouds weren't going to cover the stars. Unfortunately, that happens sometimes. But, right. You know, you can't control that. But you still had to, you know, record that as well. But that was just a nice way for me to see what it was like being a scientist and, you know, really engaging with the concept and material. You know, my mom and I, we absolutely had a blast. You know, there were times where, you know, we would trip and fall on each other because we couldn't see the steps since it was so dark out. But at the same time, we really enjoyed, you know, looking through a telescope and looking up to the stars. And, you know, Nina, that is so much better than just, you know, doing a lecture. Because, you know, what society has to realize and come into terms, and, you know, we're starting to see this a little bit, is the traditional overall concept of lecturing and the rote memorization style. It doesn't work anymore because technology has advanced, you know, so much over the last several decades. You know, some of these problems that we have to solve are very complex. So STEM serves as a big cornerstone in order for, you know, the next generation of youth to solve these complex problems. Right. So it was, you know, through those particular experiences that enabled me to better comprehend what I was reading. And even though, you know, Nina, like you said, and, you know, like I said as well, even though I am someone who reads at a slower rate, I don't think that's a problem at all. And nobody should be discouraged by that, because there are some people who read fast and some people who read slow. It takes me a little bit of a longer time to be able to comprehend what I'm reading. But hey, you know, getting it in like, let's say a minute or two compared to someone who might get it in 30 seconds, that there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. Well, the funny thing is, Jason, you can say that because you're in NASA. Okay. So nobody can really talk too much smack, Jason. Okay. And they try to say anything to you, you say, excuse me. Yeah, I have my NASA badge. What do you got? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Thank I have a mission so patch right
exactly.
here.
Exactly. That's your comeback, Jason. Anybody ever tried to talk smack? Show them your badge. That's all you got to do. Shut them up.
I definitely will.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So tell me, now that you're there and you've advanced there now and you become the director of operations there. So now tell me, what is it that you're doing there? Who are you trying to reach? You know, how are you impacting the world right now? What are you trying to do there? Or what are you doing there?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a wonderful question. So at the Virginia Space Flight Academy, and I'll definitely, you know, mention a link, you know, that your viewers can certainly check out as well a little bit later on here. But what I'm, you know, doing at the Virginia Space Flight Academy was this past summer, I was the camp operations manager for our space adventure camp. So what we did over the course of 6 weeks was for each week, we had a different group of students come. And each week we had 36 campers. This is our first time and first year back in full capacity since the COVID-19 pandemic, which was awesome. And we did not have COVID come into camp, thank goodness.
Yes, so, good.
But what we were doing throughout our space adventure camp was we were teaching students important concepts involving STEM topics like drones, coding, rocketry, robotics. Cool. computer science, Earth's ocean, and many other, you know, cool STEM topics as well. But we were primarily doing hands-on learning. Mm-hmm. So at the Virginia Space Flight Academy, we were focusing on the learning and the growth. We weren't focusing on the grades. And that's something, you know, Nina, that I also wanted to express to everyone, that grades don't define who someone is.
That's
you know, if you get a grade, you know, let's say you get a letter A or B or a C, that doesn't define you 100%. So what really defines you is the ability to step outside of your comfort zone and to try something new and also collaborate together.
Yep.
Because again, Nina, just, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, the collaboration amongst everyone changed and we were all very isolated. So we wanted to try to bring back the overall concept of teamwork in order to solve some of the most complex issues. And what happened at the Space Adventure Camp was I was responsible for doing, I practically did all the jobs, but I was responsible for coordinating all the tours with many of our different aerospace companies. I also made sure that I came up with a tour outline schedule for all of our camp staff and also our campers. And then I also was responsible for coordinating meals with all of our local vendors and partners, you know, because eating and, you know, cooking is very important as well.
Yes, it is. So, yes, it is.
There's STEM that goes into that. Absolutely. So, and then on top of that, you know, too, what I was also doing was I was also responsible for, you know, coordinating with parents. I kept track of camp forms and I assisted the registrar and I made sure that each family submitted their camp forms in, because in order for them to attend the camp, you got to get all your forms in.
Yeah.
So I did, you know, a multitude of jobs, but the two biggest cool highlights, Nina, in relation to the Space Adventure Camp this past summer was during week five, we had the Virginia governor, Governor Glenn Youngkin, and the First Lady of Virginia, Suzanne Youngkin. They came to present VASFA with the Spirit of Virginia Award because of our excellent effort in promoting STEM engagement.
Yeah, it's so great.
You know, we worked with, you know, students, Nina, in, you know, 25 different states across the United States, which was incredible. So, and we impacted, you know, over 250 campers as a result of this Space Adventure Camp. And the best part, and it's kind of hard to have like a best part, but I would say this is the best part with Space Camp. We got to see a rocket launch and I actually got to see the rocket launch Antares blast off from the launch pad on August 1st. And I was 2 miles away from the launch pad. So I could see the bright light of it going up into the sky like a star, and you could hear it and even feel the ground shaking.
Oh, that's so
neat. That was such an incredibly life-changing experience. And I cried because it was my dream to see a rocket launch.
So neat. Yeah, so neat.
So, you know, as a result of that, that was something that we did. And then I'm also working through our year-round online STEM Academy, where I've collaborated with another NASA STEM engagement specialist on our video game, Game On design module. So we teach grades 2 through 8 students in relation to the concept of video game design. So our favorite message that we like to say in relation to video game design is, don't just play games, make them. So it's a very cool way. We teach them a educational tool known as Bloxels, where you can start the overall game design process to create your own characters and your own storyline. And that's what enables, you know, the students to still be exposed in STEM throughout the year.
That's really important too, because that's where we're headed, right? I mean, we're headed into a place where, you know, kids are going to really need STEM in their life. I mean, it's all about computers and coding and all of that type of education to help the world and help each other and help your neighbor and to, you know, extend. And I just realized, you know, there's a lot of different things that, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is when I was growing up, it was more, we didn't really have all of this, right? So it was more of, you know, you have to be either in construction or landscaping or, you know, engineering or something like that. At least now there's a wider arena for them now. There's a bigger playing field, right? Especially in, you know, the education space and you know, sciences and computers, and like you even mentioned, video games, all of that. And so I think this is a beautiful program and what you guys are doing and putting together. I also feel like it's going to be a great way to maybe reach children that don't have the opportunity to learn things like this all the time. So underprivileged communities or places where people, you know, maybe are not getting this kind of education. But this is, from what I'm hearing you say, this is open to anyone and everyone. And you had 25, I mean, you had 25 different states, right? So is it a stayover camp? It's like they stay there, or how does that work?
Yeah, so it actually is a stayover camp. So what happens is, you know, during the summer, the campers come on Sunday, you know, for check-in, and then they pretty much stay overnight in a dorm. So, and a lot of times, you know, the campers, this is their first time away from home. And, you know, throughout the summer, we experienced, you know, campers who are a little homesick. They were a little scared to be away from home. But myself, including all of the camp staff that worked there this past summer, we encourage them, you know, by saying, hey, you know, you currently reside near a NASA main base. Even though you are staying, you know, in a college dorm, you are specifically here at a NASA base. I mean, how much more cool can you get than that? Right. So, and then what happens is as, you know, they stay, they pretty much spend, you know, Sunday all the way up to Thursday night. And then Friday afternoon, we have our graduation ceremony, which is a real life NASA graduation. And all of the parents come, grandparents, aww, brothers, sisters.
That's awesome.
It's just a wonderful way as well to recognize the campers for all the great work that they did during the week.
Yeah. It impacts them for life too, which is really cool. Can they come back over and over again, like the following year, things like that? Is that open for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Space Adventure Camp, it's open for student ages 11 through 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
We have had people or students, you know, come back 2, 3, 4, sometimes even, you know, 6 years in a row. Right. And, you know, once you turn like 16 or once you're over 16, you can't come back as the camper. However, a lot of times the campers come back as camp counselors because they recognize that the work that the Virginia Space Flight Academy does is so impactful. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the staff has asked, you know, the campers that return, they would ask, you know, hey, so-and-so, you know, why did you come back? You know, this is like the same curriculum. Yeah, we made some modifications to it, but you're doing the same exact thing here. Why'd you come back?
Right.
And their responses were pretty common. And their responses was that they love the community. And,
right,
you know, that's also what definitely makes the difference. So it's not just, you know, about, you know, engaging students in hands-on learning and hands-on initiatives and activities, but you also have to have a very strong community that is willing to vouch and fight and advocate for STEM, especially for individuals, you know, who are neurodiverse as well, or who have superpowers.
Right.
So in relation to that, that just definitely, you know, warms our hearts every single year. And then when they come back as like camp counselors, it's amazing to see how much they've grown up and, you know, what knowledge they have gained from the camp.
That's so cool. So I know that there's probably a lot of parents right now. I know that I have a lot of, you know, leaders and entrepreneurs and stuff like that who listen to the show. And I'm sure that they're thinking this might be cool for my kid, right? Instead of going to like the same old camp all the time, or, you know, not knowing what they're doing besides throwing themselves into a lake, you know, like it's good to know that they can get this really life-changing education in their life, because this can spark something in them that cannot be, you know, quenched, right? Like that, you know, you start like you said, when you were little and you were like, you know, I just have to, you know, have adventure and I, you know, want to do this thing. Right. So, and you're there and God only knows where you're going from here, Jason, because it sounds like you are willing and able to do all kind of crazy things, even go into space. That's cray cray, but that's okay. Some people are built for that.
Absolutely.
I'm still trying to learn the earth, you know, so.
They'll definitely have to, since I'm like 6'4", you know, 6'5", they'll have to design a capsule big enough to fit me. Once they do, I can't wait to go.
You can't wait. That is so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. So before we wrap up, I do want to make sure that the people listening have a way of engaging and contacting and seeing how they can get you know, information about getting their kids there. So give us that before you leave. Give us that.
Yeah, absolutely, Nina. So for those of you viewers that are currently listening right now who are interested in checking out the Virginia Spaceflight Academy, there is a link that you can go to, and I did share it with Nina as well, so she will definitely post it. But the link that you can go to is www.vasfa.org. Again, it's www.vasfa.org. And what you will see is once you go to the website, it's a beautiful website. You'll actually get to see all the programs that we offer. You'll get to see more information about our space adventure camps and, you know, how each week is different for each of our camps. And then also, too, you'll be able to see when our registration opens. Now, our registration is closed right now since we're not operating yet, but it is going to reopen again in January of 2024.
Right.
And I got to tell you, in relation to attending the Virginia Space Flight Academy Space Adventure Camp, it goes fast. So after, I believe it was 2 or 3 days of being open, we were 75, 80% full in terms of registration for all of the 6 weeks. So if you have a kid that is very interested in pursuing this opportunity, you better grab it real quick because, you know, spots are going to be very limited and, you know, you don't want to be put on a wait list. Although we've had people who have been on the wait list who have actually gotten in because some people have dropped out. However, it's better to, you know, get in quickly and save yourself a seat. So that is definitely something that I recommend. And a couple other things that you can also do, you can also check out our STEM Academy as well and all the different modules that we offer. And I'm currently teaching again our video game design Game On module. And in addition to that, we are also looking for other partners who are very like-minded and passionate about STEM and neurodiversity. And we are also looking for donations. This is our 25th year anniversary. And, you know, to be able to get the Spirit of Virginia Award and to see a rocket launch, it allowed us to blast off into new heights. And that is exactly what the Virginia Space Flight Academy is doing. So we are trying to raise over, you know, $25,000 in support of our nonprofit organization. So we definitely ask for any donation or contribution that's going to be very helpful in support of our STEM curriculum and our STEM initiatives, and it can really help us to grow even further. And in case if any of you have any questions, and if you want to email me, the email that you can certainly reach out to me, and Nina, I'll most definitely provide it to you as well. But my email is camp@vasfa.org. That is all lowercase. Okay. So, and I definitely want to hear from all of you in relation to some of your future goals and aspirations. And, you know, I'm more than willing to mentor and like help you out in order to discover your true dreams and passions. So please don't hesitate, you know, to reach out to me. And then I will definitely, you know, coordinate, you know, some time to meet as well as answer any other questions, even if it's not STEM related as well. I'm more than willing to take the time out of my day to answer some questions.
Careful with that, Jason. Don't open that too much now. People will call you for, you know, milk recipes. So just be careful.
Well, I was going to say, Nina, in relation to if I come down to you and learn like some cooking or something like that, then I'll provide some recipes. But if you want to tell me, what your favorite meal is, you know, I'm totally down. I can share some new recipes with my mom, but you know, I think, you know, in relation to that, you know, it's just, like I said, anybody can pursue NASA, and, you know, STEM is, the next pathway of opportunity or highway of opportunity to pursue your dream. And, you know, one of the final things, you know, Nina, I'll say real quick too is, you know, in relation to, you know, social media as well, don't get, you know, sucked into like all the negativity and always try to, you know, spend some time by yourself. You know, there's the war in Ukraine that's going on. And, you know, also last week, Israel was attacked by terrorists. So, you know, that's very heartbreaking to see. But if it doesn't have, you know, anything to do with you, you know, don't worry about it. Don't get sucked into it. I'm still promoting STEM engagement to the next generation. And we're trying to break through all the negativity. Yeah.
That's so important. And I'm so glad you said that. I actually was just talking to my husband about that because I, you know, I've had a heavy heart the last week because of what's happened in Israel. And I've cried a lot over the atrocities that I've seen. And you're right. I mean, I do believe in prayer. So I've been praying a lot, but it also does suck you in. And I was thinking about that too, because I lead a group, you know, for women and helping them create their businesses. Cause they want to be coaches and they want to like use their skills and techniques to impact the world as well. And I found myself the last few days kind of going, what's the point, you know? And I realized, okay, I need to back off. I need to stop. I need to spend time with me and God and peace. Because when I get that way, I realize it. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is something that is super important for people to spend time alone or spend time in a safe space, a space where you can open up creativity, open up your mind, see things differently, because there's always something going on in the world, guys. There's always something going on in the world. And media is literally created to impose fear and depression and mental health. And that's why we have the issues we have today. But you, my friend, are focused on the right things. So you're trying to get to space somewhere. I don't know why you're trying to do that. You're crazy, but you're trying to get to space somewhere out there. And what I love, though, is that you're impacting the next generation. And that is so freaking important. It is so important to pause and think of them, too, because they need us. And so thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for popping on with me here on Straight Talk. It is a different conversation than I've had before, but I love that you are open and honest and raw and just truthful about your special ability and how you've navigated that and how you have reached NASA. And I want people who are listening who maybe have a special ability or a child with a special ability to not be discouraged. There is other ways to learn, right? Yeah. So thank you so much, Jason. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Nina, that means a lot to me. Thank you so much again for having me. It was a huge honor to share my story and in terms of how I got to be at NASA. So go NASA.
Go NASA. Thank you so much. And guys, I told you I find the best humans on the planet. I don't know why he's trying to leave the planet, but he's trying to leave the planet. but I do find the best humans. Go ahead.
Nina, I was going to say real quick, you know, our motto, you know, at NASA is, you know, we like to dare mighty things and explore the unknown. So I'm definitely someone who wants to dare mighty things and explore the unknown. And space is definitely one way to do it.
Yeah. Oh, that is a way to do it. That sure is, my friend. But I really like this guy. I want to make sure that you guys follow him. And for those of you who do have children or nieces or nephews or something where you think that this can really impact them, you should really think about this and go on there. Like he said, immediately, you know, as soon as they open up like registration, because it's going to fill up. And why not impact your child to think of things differently? Get them off of social media, get them off of playing the video games, but let them build it. Right? I mean, there's just so many amazing ways to do this, guys. And so I want you to think about this differently. Let's get out of that linear way of thinking that we've always had or we grew up with in our boxes of school and the way that we were taught. And let's think outside of the box, because this can really take your children to the next level, to the next flight, to the next wherever they want to go, right? So thank you guys for hanging out with me. You know I love you to pieces. Make sure you like, share, and all of that. And share this with people that you think that this can really impact them. Because we are at a place in our lives where we have to think of things differently for that next generation. So I appreciate you guys so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.